Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to another very exciting After Effects tutorial. We're going to be taking a look at creating a cool heads-up display. Now, this is definitely inspired by Iron Man and the work by The Orphanage. Definitely check out the DVD. They have a special feature on there, and it's definitely inspiring. So go pick that up, and maybe I won't get sued. Okay, so here's what we're going to be creating. Okay, so Sam looks pretty important here. He's got, you know, billions of dollars of technology, and he's wearing a $3 t-shirt. So kind of gives you an idea on, you know, what we're dealing with here. Now, the way we're going to approach this is individual components. Now, we have this shield system. It's kind of a status information on shields and weapons, for example. We have the targeting system. We have the grid system, you know, for aligning himself while he's flying around at night, helping old women cross the street, and, you know, all the things that superheroes do. But what's great about this tutorial is you're going to be able to learn different techniques for creating cool gadgets, and then depending on what your story's about, you can create interesting looking interfaces based on the technology that you're trying to portray. So with that said, let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to create a new composition, and what we're going to do is make it 640 by 360, 23976, and 5 seconds. We're going to choose OK. And we'll take our Sam close-up footage. And, whoa, that's intense right there. So basically, I just told Sam to talk to yourself and look around. And, you know, luckily he actually was already doing that. So turned out pretty good. What we're going to do is first build the eye targeting system. So what we're going to do is create a new solid. And we'll make it white, for example. And we're going to make it a square. So the comp is wide a bit, so we're just going to change it to 360 by 360 and then choose OK. So just we have a square there. And then we'll take the circular ellipse tool and we'll double click. And that creates a perfect circle on our layer. Now, what I want to do is duplicate the mask. So edit, duplicate. And we're going to play around with the mask. Now, I'm going to kind of do some of this quickly, but all the mask controls are very simple. You know, you have different operations. We're going to subtract it. So we've added it, and then we subtract it. It's exactly the same circle. Now, for the second copy, we're going to bring the expansion in, which is going to leave us, you know, a perfect circle, like we're watching TNT. And then we're going to create another mask. And what I want to do is draw it from the center, and click out, and here, and maybe right there. And we're going to subtract this. Now, the reason I put a point in the middle is that way if I want to change how much of this mask is shown, it will be sort of a straight line from the center point. So it just kind of works out for making this kind of look cool. Now, we're going to make it a 3D layer, and we'll hit R and bring up the rotation. So we'll hide the masks for a moment, and we're just going to rotate it on the Z axis. So it rotates just like that. So I'm going to alt click on the Z rotation, and we're going to type wiggle, and we'll do 0.1, 180. So 0.1 times a second, it's going to rotate approximately 180 degrees randomly. And so we get just a little bit of movement here. Now, that's probably a little too slow, so let's try 0.4. Okay, that works. Now let's select the layer, choose Edit Duplicate, and now we have a copy that also is random. And for the second copy, we're going to scale it down. So I'm going to hit S, bring the scale down, and maybe make another copy, Control D, and maybe bring the scale down of that. And maybe the opacity down. So the idea is just to kind of create a lot of random, you know, movement and things happening. Now we can make another copy, and we can go into the mask, hit MM, and maybe we can solo it, and maybe just change what it looks like. So instead of a large circle, maybe we can just make it a smaller portion like that, and then scale it up, and hit Control D. And so now we have a couple copies of that. So, you know, we're just kind of creating something that looks important, even though it's not really. Now, we'll probably play around with the scale and the opacity, maybe lower the opacity of some of these. And, you know, that looks good. Let's go ahead and take one more of these and duplicate it. And we'll go into the mask. And we'll just make it a very short piece. So, something like that. And then we'll hit M. And the second mask, we're going to hit MM, bring the expansion in even more, which creates sort of a long little piece there. And we'll scale this up maybe. Now, it's out of the bounds of our design here, but that's okay for right now. And we'll just duplicate this a couple times. And everything sort of changes. What I'll do is create a camera here. And then back the camera out. So we can kind of see what's going on. So these little things we made, you know, we can probably scale them down, maybe add a few into the interior part. T, lower the opacity. Control D, and then scale those ones back up. Right now we've created this design, and what I want to do is pre-comp it all into a separate comp. So we'll select the top layer, hold down shift, grab the bottom layer, and choose pre-compose, move all attributes, and we'll call this target underscore one. So that's the target. Now I'm going to shut that off and we'll come back to that. And the next thing I want to create is a grid, you know, sort of like a positional grid. And we're going to do that with a new solid. And this one will be comp size. And choose OK. Then we'll choose Effect, Generate Grid. And this looks pretty good here. We'll go ahead, we'll size the grid down to maybe 2.5. Now, to make this grid look a little bit more technical, we're going to duplicate the grid, bring the border up so it's kind of thick, and then change the blending mode to stencil alpha. And then if we change the second point of the grid, it's going to kind of create a different look. And that looks pretty cool. And the idea behind this is just so you're not looking at a plain grid, but rather one that has some markings on it. And we'll go ahead and hit return and type grid. So we'll make it 3D. Now we'll delete the camera because we don't need it right now. And we'll take the grid, the rotate tool, and we'll rotate it down. And we'll move it down kind of a lower area here. We can change the color of the grid maybe to a light blue, and maybe the transfer mode to add. Now let's add a little bit of life by adding some rotation to the y-axis. So hit R, Alt-click on the Y rotation, and we'll just type wiggle 0.25 comma 100. So 0.25 times a second, we're going to randomly, you know, go around 100 pixel change, or in this case, 100 degrees. So that way, we get that look, and maybe not so much, maybe just 50 degrees. Wow, that's a lot. 25. Not too much. And we'll turn up the speed of this to maybe 0.5. So that's kind of cool, and you could even probably add it into the X rotation if you wanted to, but this should work for right now. The other thing we want to make sure we do is make our SAM close-up footage 3D, and then actually we'll pre-compose it, and let's leave all attributes here. And the reason why is that way it stays full screen, and then we can, you know, move it around when the camera moves. But then if we Alt double-click on it, we can come into the comp where it's full screen and create a new adjustment layer. And then we'll choose Effect, Color Correction, Curves. And we'll bring the darkness down just a bit. And maybe to the red channel, we'll bring it in so we kind of create a bluish look. And then we'll take the ellipse tool and draw a circle kind of around the main part of his face, and then hit F and feather it out a lot. And then we're going to subtract it and maybe hit MM and expand it a bit. So the trick here is to kind of make it look like there's limited light coming into his mask. So you can kind of play around with this depending on what you think it would be like. But maybe you just want the eyes to be lit up, looking at this different information. So whatever you prefer, this is probably good where we just see a little bit of his face there. And then if we close that comp, you can see it's updated here. Now our grid is overlapping, so we'll move our grid forward a bit and back up. Now we will create a new camera now. So new camera. And we want it to be pretty wide, because in order for a camera to fit inside of a mask, it's going to take some doing. So we'll make it wide, and we'll take this layer, maybe scale it down, and move it up here, and rotate it down. So that's kind of cool. Now the other thing, we want to turn on the camera depth of field. So if I hit AA, we can turn on the depth of field. And if we turn up the blur amount, we can get some nice depth. And this is probably, a good amount for right now. And that looks pretty cool. So that's kind of a setup. And let's go ahead and build another, techie system. What we'll do is we'll create a new solid. And we'll go ahead and make it comp size and choose OK. We're going to take the rounded rectangle tool. Now, I'm sorry if you're not on CS3 and above, but you can probably create this shape on your own, I'm sure. And we're just going to create that shape. And then we're going to duplicate the mask. And in the second one, again, we're going to subtract it and then feather it. So that creates kind of a nice, window look. And then we're going to take the text tool, and we're going to type, shield. Maybe use like Helvetica, something, just kind of a standard, computer kind of font. And then Control D, duplicating that text layer, and then turning the size of this up. And then we'll do, we'll type 45, like 45% shield. Now, we want this number to fluctuate just a little bit. Maybe he's under fire, maybe it's rattling. The cool thing about After Effects, it has some cool tools for creating random text. So we're going to take a look at a couple of those. So we'll toggle down the text, go down, and we're going to turn on Animate. And at the bottom, there's an option that says Character Offset. Now, you probably can't see it, but click Character Offset. So this allows us to play around with the range. The way we're going to do it is just Alt-click. We're going to type Wiggle. Maybe we'll just do 3, 15. And that way we get, a shield fluctuating. Maybe 3 and 5, so it doesn't fluctuate as much. But that looks pretty cool, and we can bring that down. And maybe what we can do is create another text, and we'll type a percentage, and we'll make that white. Now we want to add some other information here, and we're going to take that white solid and just add in a quick line. You can just use the rectangle tool. I'm just using this tool here just to kind of give it a little bit of a rounded edge. But just add a line to kind of allow us to put some more information below. So we're going to take that 78 layer, actually the 45, and we're going to duplicate it, scale it down, and bring it below the line here. And we want this number to be kind of long and random. So just start typing some random values. And then we'll move it over here. Make sure it aligns to the left. And push it up a little bit. Now, that number is going to randomly change also. So we'll duplicate that, put one below it, make this really small. Because there's always, you know, no matter what, if you ever watch, you know, these kind of things, there's always a lot of little information that would be impossible to read and utterly useless, but man, it sure does look cool. So just add some cool numbers there. And, you know, one important tip when you're doing this stuff, just make sure you have kind of even spacing between things because you don't want to jam everything up and, you know, make it look awkward. So here's one system. We'll go ahead and make all this 3D, and we'll take the layer from the white background up to the percent sign, and we'll pre-compose it. So layer, pre-compose, move all attributes, and this is going to be called the shield system. And we're going to go ahead and make one more system, and the reason I'm making these different systems is just to kind of show you some different tips and tricks related to each one. The next one is pretty cool. So we'll create a new solid, and we'll make it a square, 360 by 360, and choose OK. And then we're going to go ahead and do a little bit of drawing. So we'll take the pen tool, and we're just going to kind of make a pointer. Maybe kind of like a compass, maybe. And so you can just kind of straighten this out. If you hit Control R, brings up some cool, you know, grids, and you can bring stuff out, and this kind of helps to align points and make sure, you know, you're looking good. Now, I'm also going to take the ellipse tool, and we're going to draw a little circle right here. Hold down Control and Shift, and that'll make a perfect circle, and also start it from wherever you point your mouse. And we'll move it over a little bit. We can make it red so you can see it. And we're going to make it subtracted. So that way there's just a little hole there, and maybe we'll duplicate that mask, hit MM. We're going to add the second copy of it. So I duplicate it, we'll add it back in, and then we'll bring the expansion in. So that way it just creates a little hole there. And then we take the pan behind tool here, select the layer, and we're going to move the center pivot point down to where the center of the circle is here. And the reason why is now if we rotate this layer, it will rotate from that point, and it'll just kind of look cool. So, here's where the fun stuff begins. I'm going to go ahead and shut everything else off so we can just focus on this little, you know, piece. What we're going to do is we're going to add a random rotation. So, I'm going to hit R and Alt-click on rotation. Or actually, let's go ahead, turn on the 3D layer switch. And we're going to Alt-click on Z rotation. And we're going to type wiggle. Maybe 1, 50. And so now this is just going to kind of randomly move around. And I'm not sure exactly what this would represent, but, you know, it's pretty cool. So what I'm going to do now is take the text tool, and we're going to click, and we're going to type, I don't know, let's just type 50, for example. And then we're going to go bring this down, bring down the text, and we're going to Alt-click on the source text and pick whip to the Z rotation. What that's going to do is print the number that the rotation is set to. So when it moves over here, the rotation value is negative 43. Unfortunately, it gives us a really long number, and there's some quick ways to sort that out, but what I'm going to do is just use one of these quick math expressions. So if I bring this down, here's what we just pick whip, this whole value. And what I'm going to do is just move it down below there. And if we come here to the math commands, JavaScript math, there's one on the list a little bit lower than shows on my screen. It says math.floor. This is what you're looking for here. Now, value is what we're supposed to put here. So in this case, we're going to delete all this and move this into its place, and then close it with a semicolon. And if we click away, that will basically take whatever the value is and bring it down to its lowest whole number. So now that number changes and looks good. Now, what if we were to connect it to this sort of swinging value meter? Well, we could do that by parenting it. Now, one of the problems here is that it kind of rotates with it. So to fix that, make it 3D, we're going to hit R. We're going to alt-click on the Z rotation, and we're going to pick-whip the rotation of the meter. And then to the end of this value. So right now, it's just going to rotate even more. What I'm going to do is to the value, I'm going to type times or star negative 1. So what that's going to do is reverse the rotation. So in this case, it's going plus 17, and the expression is inverting it to negative 17. And you can see it's nice and level. So this is just kind of a cool, you know, trick to kind of create an interesting effect. So that way, whenever he's looking at the meter, he'll know exactly what it is, but he can also get a visual representation of what's going on. So that's the basic setup here. Now, the other thing we may want to create is a new solid, is maybe just some sort of marker system. So we could do that with a few rectangles. We can just draw a thin rectangle here. We'll move in, and we'll just draw a few more rectangles. And we'll hit, let's see, can duplicate that mask and hold down shift and the arrow keys, and we're just going to move it down. So control D duplicates it, hold down shift, move the mask down. So this way we just kind of create a few markers, and it looks like we, you know, spent a lot of time on this, which apparently we are. We got lazy. So that's good. And then if we take all of the masks, or better yet, we'll just take the layer here, duplicate it, control D, and then flip it. So hit scale, unlink it, and type negative 100. That flips it, and we can move these over to the side. And now it's kind of just a cool, you know, graph meter. So we'll take all this stuff that we just created, and of course we can make this more complex and tricky, but you know, this works for now. So we'll pre-compose it, call this meter, choose OK. So we'll turn everything back on here, and let's just start compositing, you know, one at a time. So we'll turn the camera on, we'll leave it on, and here we have our target system. Now the one thing I want to do about the target system is give it some depth. So I'm going to alt double click on the target system, and we're going to move some of the layers around in 3D space. So we'll hit P, brings up the position, and then we're just going to offset the Z value here. So when you move that, it's going to change the position in 3D space. So we'll just kind of go through here and just randomly offset some of the numbers. We could do this with a script, but you know, this is easy too. So that way they're in 3D space. And if I go to a custom view, I can actually fly around and see that there is a little bit of depth to this design that we just created. Now I'll close that. Unfortunately, it's gone when you pre-comp it. But if we turn on the collapse transformation switch here, it brings back all that same 3D capability. And with that switch on, you can see that there's a little bit of depth to those layers. And I'll go ahead and make it a 3D layer also so we can move it around as needed. We'll go ahead and reset that camera. And so for the target, we're going to scale this down and bring it off the face just a little bit in 3D space. So just bring it out, scale it down some more, and we'll put it over his right eye here. Now I want to give it a color. So I'm going to choose Effect, Generate, Fill. And we're going to fill it with maybe just a light blue color. And we'll change the transfer mode here to add. And that way it just kind of looks cool. Then we'll duplicate it, control D, and we'll move it off of the face on the Z axis just a bit. And we might want to play around with this, maybe make another copy, control D, and have a final copy that's even further out. And then if the camera rotates around, you know, you're going to get a lot of this kind of cool futuristic, you know, looking scenario. So that's up to you. The depth of field is really going to make this effect cool. Now, we want these other ones to seem a little more random, so you want to maybe rotate them or even offset the time so that they sample from a different time rather than all being exactly the same. So that's that. We'll shut that off now for a moment. The grid is all set. Now we have our shield. That looks good. We'll choose Generate Fill. Red's a good color. We can go ahead and create a 3D layer out of it and rotate it so that it's facing him so he can read it. And we'll move it out in 3D space and maybe scale it down. And maybe just put it right down here. And then we have our meter. We'll turn on the collapse transformation switch so that we can scale it down, make it a 3D layer, and we'll flip it around towards him as well. Now I just noticed something. These layers also need to be 3D. So everything's 3D so that the collapse transformation works. And now I can move this around and we can scale it down. Maybe put it down here. Maybe move it out in Z space and scale it down some more. Now we can do one other cool thing. We can kind of rotate it, which gives us, you know, a very basic illusion that this is kind of wrapping around inside, you know, which may or may not be what you're going for. Also for the meter, we can give it a color, generate fill, and maybe we can do this sort of a blue color and also change it to add. So now we've got a lot of random stuff going on. Maybe we could go into the shield, take one of the text layers that's randomly generating numbers and copy it, edit, copy, and then go into the main comp and paste it. And then we'll flip it around so it's facing him. And then we'll move it back in 3D space. And maybe we'll take a few numbers off of it and scale it down some. And just put some information up here, you know, just kind of make it look kind of random. Maybe add a few extra numbers and letters, who knows. And then you can maybe even just take one of them, duplicate it, hit U, and take the expression off of the character offset. And maybe we could actually type something like, you know, system status or something like that, something that, you know, looks important. And then we can take all this stuff and move it back in Z space so it's sort of out in front, and maybe you know, scale it down a little bit or something. Now we turn the target back on. Now I did this one thing and it sort of rotated the whole target system out, and what I did is I created a null object and I made it 3D, F4, 3D. We'll go ahead and put it down there with the target. And then I took all the target layers, parent it to the null, and then hit R, brought up the null rotation, and basically rotated the null, and it kind of brought it out. So, quick example, we'll keyframe the Y rotation. We'll move forward here, and just turn it out. It will just sort of rotate out as if, you know, the system is being called up to be used. And, you know, that's the other fun thing you're going to have. You know, it's kind of creating all the different animation looks of how these systems are going to come online. That's the fun part. Now, as far as giving this a little bit more life in 3D, let's create a null object. Now, keep it 2D. And the reason we keep it 2D is that way the camera won't move in Z space, but it will move in XY space. And then we can parent the camera to the null, and then hit P, add an expression, Alt-click on the stopwatch, we'll type wiggle, 0.2, comma, I don't know, 200 for now, and we'll see what that does. Oh, that's way too much. Let's try maybe 2 and 100. So this kind of creates a lot of movement. Might just lower the amount here. See what that does. probably a little bit slower, maybe by 0.75. The other thing that you may want to play with is the opacity of some of the systems so that, you know, they're not too overbearing. Like bringing the opacity down on the targeting system is kind of cool. Let's see, maybe not so much blur. And the other thing I did was I took the shield and I duplicated it and I just made it green so it looked just like a different system. And I'll change it to add transfer mode there, and I scaled it up and I moved it out in front here and I animated it on by just hitting P and then, you know, just kind of animating forward and then just pulling it into the view here. And what's cool about that is then I kind of added a green tint to his face. So I think the way I did the color was just with a green solid. And what you might want to do, actually we'll make it comp size here. What you might want to do is take that green solid, copy it, and actually put it inside of the Sam close-up comp. And just make sure you're at the right time. Look at that look. Whoa, that's creepy. And this way, if we add a mask, you know, just around this part of his face here, and we can feather it and then change F4, change the transfer mode here. Let's see, you know, that actually looks kind of cool. Lower the opacity of that. And then bring the opacity of it on. So it's off and then it kind of fades on. Then in this one, just line it up so that everything seems to happen at the right time. So here is that shield and we'll animate it on, say at this point. And what's going to happen is as it animates on, then we got Sam's face back here turning green from the light of that, you know, system. So if we just solo a few of these things, you can kind of see, you know, what that's doing. That comes on, kind of lights up his face. Very kind of a cool effect. The other thing that you might be thinking is, what about reflections in his eyeballs? Well, that's not a very difficult thing. What you need to do is motion track his eyes and then make a copy of all of the stuff in the reflection. And then simply scale it down and create a mask around his eyes and, you know, basically track it in. But I don't think I'll be doing that today. Check out the eye replacement tutorial. There's some tips in there and probably learn a few things as well. Now, one other thing you might want to do is go to your comp, and I've already set this up, but you want to create a mask that looks like the shape of a mustache. And that way, you kind of have the look of Tony Stark and just motion track that on and, you know, that looks pretty awesome. So obviously there's tons of different possibilities with this kind of technique, but ultimately it's up to you. You know, the creativity is what's going to make this look great. And I hope you guys have fun with this effect. If you want to discuss it, come by the forum or the blog, leave a comment. Or, you know, post a topic. We'd love to hear from you. And also, you know, be sure to check out some of our great products. We've got some great design tools, music, sound effects, all sorts of cool things. And of course, you know, this site runs on your guys' support. So, you know, whatever you can do is definitely appreciated. I really love making, you know, more complex, more in-depth tutorials, and I love to keep doing it. So, anyway, I'm Andrew Kramer for VideoCopilot.net, and I will see you next time. Anyway, I've only got one thing to say, since we are doing a heads-up display, and if you remember a movie that came out about 10 years ago, it was about a robot cop called RoboCop, and there's just one thing I have to say. Dead or alive, you're coming with me. Or better yet, Murphy, it's you. That's got to be the worst impression I've ever heard. I really hope this After Effects thing works out, because that was pretty horrible.